Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey everyone, Michael Anthony here. Van Halen, Chickenfoot, Sammy in the Circle. But anyway, you're listening to the only podcast that is dedicated to breaking down the entire Van Halen catalog one track at a time. And the podcast will rock. Ow!
Hello, baby!
And welcome all you rockers, rockettes, everything in between, live right here, right now on And the Podcast Will Rock. That's right. It's a live edition because we love going live and we love when nothing is organized. You know, it's because that's just how we roll, but it makes it so much more fun. I say that right now in case I regret saying it later, but no. It's going to be a very fun show. I am your co-host, Mark Kamaya, with me as always, Corey Morissette. Corey, how are you feeling? Are you jazzed for this? I have a feeling that you're super psyched.
We haven't done one of these in a while. So I'm trying to get my bearings underneath me again because there's a lot going on. And I had a lot of issues early on. That's why we're starting about 10 minutes late here. But I'm psyched. I love this album. I've been spinning the vinyl all day and I can't wait. And we got some great guests here to share this wonderful experience with us.
We absolutely do. As we've talked about all the time since it's happened, we have a Patreon. And it's nice to have people who are willing to help support the show and want to keep us going, keep the lights on, as it were. And as a reward for some of those Patreon members, they get to join us on these live shows. And so that is that's what we got going on here. So let me introduce the panel and go around, starting with Scott Monroe. Hello, sir. How you doing?
Doing great.
Awesome stuff. Glad to have you here. And one Scott just isn't enough. Scott Haskin from Backtracks Aerosmith is with us. How you doing, Scott?
It's great to be back on a live show. Thanks, Mark.
It was all me. I get all the credit. You're welcome.
That's right.
Not to be outdone, Ryan Powell, probably here to bring some long diatribes, but very good analysis of songs. Are you ready, Ryan, to basically word vomit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I also have my Van Halen 3 shirt, so rep.
Guaranteed no Van Halen 3 tonight, Mark.
You're safe. It's okay.
I mean, yeah. You guys don't want to see me have a live meltdown, so trust me. It's not cool. It's not good. But you know who is cool? Our friend Ray. Ray, how you doing, my dude? Good to have you.
I'm doing good. It's I didn't get the whole name in. It's Rava Flave.
That's the Rava Flave.
Oh, that's the Rava Flave.
I was gonna, I meant to confirm that before saying it, but I was like, I think that's Rava Flav because it is.
Sorry,
I
should have worn a clock. Rava Flav.
How dare you not wear a clock with that name? rounding us out as well, Greg Zito. Welcome back, Greg Zito.
Yeah, hey man, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good way to kick off the weekend.
Hell yeah, a long weekend. So we're here. You're in for probably a long show, everybody. So strap in. But James is with us as well. How you doing, James? Good to see you again.
Is there a James on the call?
Is there a James?
Are we having another?
Are we having a? Can you hear me? No. Les Paul, James Les Paul.
We have a Josh.
Is it Josh? I thought it was. Oh my God. Why did I say, why did I think it said James earlier? Oh, you know why? Because there's a J and there's an M-E-S. That's why I thought it was James. Josh, of course. Josh, how you doing? I apologize to you, sir.
I'm fantastic. I am just ready to get ready for this.
Believe it or not, this is just the first one, you guys. So really strap in. I'm sorry. But also, we can't do a live show without our resident expert, as Corey and I are not experts on Van Halen. We're just humble fans who enjoy talking about them. So we always have to have an expert come on in and fact check us, as it were, and provide a wholesome, good, and accurate Van Halen content. Eric Sinich returns to the show. Eric, good to see you, man.
I'm keeping an eye on you guys, making sure everything's good. What's going on, guys? Great to be back. Yeah. Man, it's been a while. When was the last time I was on? I think of when I had COVID. It was the last time I was on.
I was one of the last shows.
Yeah. So yeah, great to be back on. Been enjoying the show, and thanks guys for the every week, man. You mentioned the VHND, man. We appreciate that.
Well, of course. We've got to give you a shout out. Corey, very humbly, always likes to read out what's going on in Van Halen news. And you all are over at Van Halen News Desk are always ready to report on something, give us some news to talk about. So we thank you for that. And thank you for being on the show. All of you, thank you for being on the show here. So, Corey, you alluded to it earlier. So now that is what we're doing. If you were hoping to tune in and just watch us spin the wheel and get a random song that we're going to talk about, we're going to kind of do that, but not really. Look, Corey has been just pining for this record, this vinyl, for a long, long time now. And then he finally got it. Thank you, Kevin Brown. Shout out to Kevin Brown. And so, as he said, he can't stop spinning it. So what better way to do a live show than to spin, as it were, this record and pick out some songs. So, Corey, is there anything in particular you want to add to it before we get the show going?
Well, I got to give full credit to it in our Discord chat, and forgive me because I forget off that if it was Ryan or if it was Scott, but one of you guys suggested, was it Rave? Geez, it was somebody said you should just do live right here, right now, and try and rig it so that one of the bonus tracks is one of the songs. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to spin the wheel twice. If we don't naturally spin one of the bonus songs, fuck it. Let's spin it a third time. I got a second wheel with just those tracks on it. I put them on like 10 times each. We'll guarantee to get one of the new tracks, which are, of course, The Dream Is Over, Mine All Mine, and Eagle Fly. So I can't wait. This is this is one of my first live albums, actually, when I was growing up, one of the first ones I ever picked up. So I got a lot of fond memories, and I really owe Kevin Brown now. He's not on the call yet. He'll be hopping on later. But there was a music auction actually in Saskatchewan, in Saskatoon, and I was able to pick up a couple of Eddie Van Halen autograph pieces. So Kevin had to go pick those up for me. So now he's holding hostage. So I really got to kiss his ass now so I can get my pictures. But
be very careful.
To sweeten the deal, they had a Tom Petty picture too. So I got him an autographed Tom Petty 8x10. So hopefully he's pleased with me.
Well, that's very cool. I would certainly be pleased with that. So yes, just make sure you think happy thoughts about Kevin Brown for the remainder of the duration until you receive it. And that you'll be good. You'll be good. Good, good, good. All right. So, we always start the show we've introduced the panel. You're all here. You're all ready to talk about some live right here, right now. But I always like to kick it over usually to Corey for this section of the show. But instead, I'm going to go straight to the source, as it were. Eric Sinich, what is going on in Van Halen news today?
The big one this week for the news desk is this documentary that was put together, which is absolutely phenomenal. Have you guys seen it?
No.
The first two episodes are up. It's great, isn't it, Corey?
Oh, it's amazingly and incredibly well produced for just like one guy.
Well, that's what I wanted to mention. It's Alan Barry. As far as I know, he's it. Mm. You know, he's the guy who did it. He voices it. He produced it. And is a super nice guy. And he's been working his ass off on this for a long time. I mean, he's been communicating with us for a while, making sure everything's checked, you know, all the facts. And this is just a passion project for him. I mean, he's not making any money off of it. And phenomenal job. And there's more to come. So we're really happy to be sharing that. And as of today, I was looking at one of the episodes up to like 70,000 views. That's in 2 days. So it covers it's basically centered around Van Halen's 1984 album, but it covers what leads up to it, you know, the US Festival and just a bunch of great stuff in there. He's got the footage that he got and the photos, and he was reaching out to us to use some of the photos from the Inside magazine. But again, like really thorough with it, reached out to Greg Renoff, a bunch of different people, which is interesting because there's one part of the documentary that some people, there's a little bit of controversy on, which is So This Is Love, which according to Greg Renoff, there's keyboard on that track. It's hard to hear. And even I remember when Alan reached out to me and said, you know, what do you think? And I read that part. He sent me the script. I said, I don't think it's in there, you know, because you can't hear it. If it's there, it's very low. But if Greg Renoff says it, man, that's it, you know, because Greg wrote a book, you know, Ted Templeman. If anybody knows, it's Ted Templeman. So, but yeah, I mean, that's really the big thing. I know Michael Anthony had a fundraiser, I believe this week. That would have been, it's for a children's hospital in Los Angeles, which is a real important thing for him. Mm-hmm. That was, let's see, May 20th, the 7th annual Walk and Play LA fundraiser for Children's Hospital Los Angeles. Mike and his family were there to honor his late grandson, Rex, to raise some money for Children's Hospital Los Angeles. Michael Anthony said, quote, as many of you know, my grandson Rex Michael Basara, I think it's pronounced, was born on March 20th, 2017 with an undiagnosed heart condition. After birth, Rex was transported to CHLA, where he underwent open heart surgery at 7 days old. Although the surgery was a success, Rex ultimately succumbed to his heart condition and passed away April 4th, only 2 weeks old. Awesome. So since Rex's passing, we walk every year at the Walk and Play CHLA and have raised nearly $250,000 for the CTICU, which is the cardiothoracic intensive care unit at CHLA. Even though Rex's life was cut short, his story will continue to be told and his legacy will live on. We'll continue to support all the amazing doctors and nurses that work miracles every second of every day at CHLA. So you could go to VHND. I think you could still donate through Mike's fundraiser page. So definitely go to VHND for that. I guess the only other thing is the anniversary of OU 812, which I put together some trivia.
Oh, yes. Trivia. It's a trivia time. So, should we do trivia or should we wait till after a
track? You guys.
Well, why don't we do a little now and then we'll do a little maybe in between songs. And Eric, I'm assuming is sober and can keep score, and we'll all perform miserably.
Yeah,
you assume. But,
almost sober, almost. Yeah, I came up with 8 questions, so we're calling it OU 8 questions.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well done.
So this is very original. How are we going to keep score? We got quite a few people here to keep score. I guess how do we want to do this? Tally up the scores. We can go around and everybody guess.
Yeah.
So let's do that. The first one is probably the easiest of the 8. What was OU 812 originally going to be titled?
Oh, I know this.
So you, Corey, I guess you can give the order of who's going to answer, and I'll try to keep track here.
Can I buzz in first because I know?
You can buzz in first, yeah.
There was 2 names, wasn't there?
Two? No, I mean, I think there was only one other alternative.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with the one I think it is, which is Source of Infection.
You might be right, maybe, but let's continue.
Okay. Josh.
I got a guess.
Josh.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. All right. Who's next?
Was it? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know Alex wanted to call it Bone.
All right. That's Greg. Bone.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna put in for Bone, but because it was I thought that was what the working title was.
Got it. Okay, so Ryan Bone. What do we got next? We got Scott. We got.
Yeah, I'll go with Bone also. I think that sounds right.
Scott's got Bone. Okay.
Mark's gonna say Source of Infection.
Okay, Mark's going with Source of Infection. This will be interesting. All right. Tallying up the results here. Who's next?
Ask him.
Ray, I'll do it.
Okay, Ray.
So you said this is a song, album with Sammy?
Yeah, so OU812, what was it originally going to be called?
I don't know of any Sammy in Van Halen. So I just don't know.
Throw a guess out there. Take your panelist in and go with them.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. All right. We'll go with, what about Scott Haskin? We got Scott Monroe, right? Scott Haskin didn't.
Yeah. I'll just preface it as the most medium Van Halen fan, stating that my knowledge of this album is like a cow watching a train go by. I'll say.
quote of the episode right there.
I'll say, you did me last night.
No, this
that
is
sounds
a
like a Sammy
era.
Solo album.
Yeah. Okay, you did me last night. Who's okay? I think that covers everybody, right? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That's eight. All right. How do we want to do? We want to give all the results at the very end. I think that's probably good, right? Maybe do because there's eight total.
Okay. This sure, one is contentious, though, because I think there was two names. If you go back to the Van Halen encyclopedia, I remember Mr. CJ Chilvers mentioning two different names.
I was going to say, I'm going to have to give him a call.
All right. I went with Source of Infection because I remember the quote from Al because he didn't like it because it sounded like a sore.
You could be right. You know what? We might. Hold on. Let's see.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you ponder that, get that queued up, and then later on we'll go back to it. So
I already call shenanigans, Mr. Senich.
Corey, he changed his answer. He says it was called shenanigans. So there you go. That's his guess.
Can I change my answer?
Sure.
I think it's down for breakfast.
Down for breakfast.
Everyone's down for breakfast.
I think it's honey on my melon.
Let's not even go there. I'll tell you what.
Legs over easy there.
let's pretend it's an actual show, and I'm gonna go over to our Twitter feed, to our rock and poll, and do just a real quick look-see on what happened last week. Last week we did the song "Hear About It Later." And I'm curious to know, would you have expected this result differently, Corey? Because it is an astounding what dreams are made of, but not as astounding as you might think. Only 88.8% what dreams are made of, with an 11.2% dream is over. Would you have anticipated that would be higher or lower or maybe more in the middle?
That should have been in the 90s easy. I would have thought I would have bet the house and lost because I would put this in the 94 percentile because what's not to like, right?
I agree. But, what's not to like, but you know, people, the Van Halen crowd sometimes can be fickle, especially when it comes to certain eras. So, am I shocked by it? No, I'm not shocked by anything anymore at this point because Ain't Talking About Love wasn't 100% in the voting, and that breaks my heart. So,
you know, can we assume everybody on the call would have voted What Dreams Are Made Of for Hear About It Later?
I would have.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's pretty safe.
Oh, I did.
I can say that for the ones that that are here on the panel here and that did comment, I can say just kind of briefly going through it. Yeah, it seems like everybody, all of you that did vote What Dreams Are Made Of. So if I am incorrect, please speak up. Corey, what do you think? Should I read out our Patreon tweets, or should we just kind of move on?
You know, we got all the Patreons here. Why don't you just go one by one and ask them what they think of hear about it later?
All right, cool. So, medium fan of Van Halen, Scott Haskin. What do you think about hear about it later? You ever heard that?
I did. Well, I listened to the show every week, and I thought it was a really good song, very well constructed. I really liked the mix on it, and I thought the performance was great. Yeah, that's a thumbs up for me for sure.
All right. Well, there you go. So simple enough. Greg Zito, you mentioned dynamics and harmonies, and as you put, the brown sound. Care to elaborate?
No, it's got that rich tone, the brown sound. It's got... I mean, it's groovy. It's got everything. It's Van Halen firing on all cylinders. You got to love it.
Mm-hmm.
Thumbs up.
Brown sound. That means Greg shit his pants when he listened to this. So yeah, you know what? That's fine. If you're going to shit your pants, it might as well be because Eddie Van Halen caused it. So, you know, no worries there. Ray Vaflav. Ray, what did you think about Hear About It Later?
It's probably my favorite song from Van Halen ever. There's a pretty good chance. I think it's the best song from the 1980s. Mm. And like I said in my tweet, if anybody ever asks me about Van Halen, I show them that live performance from the Oakland Coliseum show. And that's just, to me, that's the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything is perfect about that. I mean, and that's even better than the studio album because they double up on the lead. They double up on the drive-in with Mike and Alex. And it's mm-hmm. just, and they go to the pan of the audience and there's girls looking so innocent. It's perfect, man. It's Van Halen. It's perfect Van Halen is what it is.
Perfect Van Halen is what he says, and he's sticking to it. Josh, do you still stand by your tweet, or do you have any elaboration you want to go on?
I mean, the only thing I would add is anyone that downvoted this song most likely smokes while their children are in the car.
Coming in with the judgment, and I love it. That is
nothing personal, daddy. Just...
nothing personal. You just really suck as a human being. Like, yeah, not personal at all. That's great. Oh, it makes me laugh so hard. Scott Monroe, how about yourself, sir? How do you feel about Hear About It Later?
Absolutely love it. Like I said in the tweet, it's, you know, it just starts off so beautiful, so tranquil. And then it just surges. It just gets into this groove. I absolutely love what Dave is doing, his guttural delivery. The harmonies are on point. The cowbell section is just amazing. The only criticism I have really is on the outro. It sounds a little messy to me, and it, to my ears anyways, it kind of sounds like they didn't quite know how to wrap things up. But like I said in my tweet, that's totally solved for me by Dave's amazing shriek at the end. So it's all good.
Maybe that's what they had in mind. They're like, we don't know how to end it. And Dave's like, I got this. I got it. Here we go. Just a shriek. That sounds on brand, at least to me it does. Ryan Powell, what could you possibly add to your tweet that you didn't put already?
Well, actually, I just have to disagree with the ending part, because I think that was the thing I focused on, that how Al is just, you know, hitting on every beat to kind of drive up the intensity and just really bring it in. And then just Ed doing three against two, the da 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 da, just to bring it home. I thought that was a great ending, but yeah, the rest of it's a good song. It's a great song.
Great song, good song, all true. No arguments here. Eric Sinich, please let us know, how do you feel about Hear About It Later?
Well, let's put it this way: when my day comes and I'm ready to drop dead and I go to the other side, I want that opening. I want to hear that as I'm walking into heaven, you know, and I see Eddie there too. And I'm hearing that opening, because that opening is that fucking good. And to put together that opening, which is, you know, it's so beautiful. And then the rest of the song kicks in and it's just this hard rocker on paper. You'd be like, I don't know if that's going to work. And it works. Brilliant song. Love it. And I don't want to die yet. Just saying. But if I, yeah, if I do drop dead right now, that's what I'd like to hear.
You got a couple of good weeks left in you.
Yeah, I got a few. Just a few.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll see. doctor says I got a 48 hours, but we'll get into that later.
Well, no, thank you for spending the last 24 with
it. This is where I want to be. What a great tune, man. That whole album. All undeniable, right. Fair warning.
I got to tell you, though, Ray said something kind of controversial. Best song of the 1980s, Ghostbusters, came out in the 1980s. So that's saying something.
Sorry. Correct.
And don't you know that Bustin' Makes You Feel Good?
And yeah, I think you're talking about I Want a New Drug from Huey Lewis, right?
Because that's the rhythm I'm thinking of. That's right.
Look, I won't sit here and have you all badmouth every other 80s song when the studio's right there. It's right there, you guys.
No, just say the word. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
It's fine. There you go. And we'll ask Kevin Brown, like if he ever shows up, we'll ask him how if he wants to elaborate on his tweets. But there you go.
He said it was a perfect Van Halen song. So
he did. So, you know, there's really not much more you can add to it.
We got some viewer comments in the chat here. Martin Fernandez is in there. He loves the song. And Fat Man on Guitar says, Eric's pretty confident about where he's ending up, isn't he? So, yeah. Pretty sure of yourself there, sir.
Boy, you're right about that. Shit. Yeah, man. I might wind up hearing something from Van Halen 3 as I head to hell.
When my time comes and my family's looking down and I'm burning into hell, I hope they play the opening riff to hear about it later.
That's right.
Corey's hell would be just a nonstop loop of Pleasure Dome.
Spanked. Get it right.
Oh, spanked. Okay.
Spanked.
And actually, Pleasure Dome, not to tip my hand on this record, is not as bad as the studio
instrumental.
It works better as an instrumental. Absolutely.
How do I answer that?
Well, then you might have that might be a premonition of the not too distant future, or maybe not. We'll find out how you really feel should the wheel decide that is where our fates lie. But there you go. There's didn't read off the tweets because I didn't have to. The panel's they're all right there. But you guys listening, if you do want your tweet on our polls, guaranteed read. Join the Patreon, find a tier that's right for you. Guarantee you we have something that you'll enjoy. Or if you just want to contribute just because you like us, yay, also. But there you go. So with that being said, I think Corey's ready to spin a record. What do you think, man?
Oh, I'm just about ready. Yeah, we got a wheel and it's completely populated with songs from live right here, right now, including the three bonus tracks. So what do you say? Let's start manifesting. I got just filled my drink. So everybody take a shot.
Woohoo! He said it, not me. But hey, yes, Mark, it is.
Pick your favorite patron and you can start with them and we'll start manifesting.
Yeah, there you go. So there you have it. It is time for the manifestation portion. And unfortunately, you guys, you can't manifest something from Van Halen 3, much to my oh darn chagrin. You must manifest something from this particular album. So therefore, I'm going to throw it to Eric Sinich.
Knew he was the favorite.
Oh man, I have to go with Judgment Day.
Ooh,
fucking Judgment love that Day. Song, man. Love that song in the studio and on this recording too. There's a lot of good stuff on here, but Judgment Day is just a badass track. That's the second track in. So that's what I'm going to manifest.
Please. Is going to manifest Judgment Day. Well, we have covered Judgment Day on the show and can confirm it is a banger. There you go. There's one for Judgment Day. Scott Monroe, any particular track from this live edition that you want to manifest tonight?
Well, and you're not going to believe it, and I'm being totally serious. Spanked.
All
right. Guys, hear me out. Hear me out. It sounds a lot different on this record. The intro is kind of nice. Eddie plays a couple of nice notes there in the intro. The harmonies come through a lot better on the chorus. I dig it.
I am ready to. I'm going to go in with an open mind, my friend. Hopefully we get spanked. I'm looking forward to it. Marvin Fernandez says pound cake. That's kind of the easy one. Everybody wants a little pound cake.
He's open for a spanked is what Corey said. He is open.
Absolutely. I'm amongst friends. This is a safe space. This is a good time to roll spanked.
Indeed. Ryan Powell, how about yourself?
I gotta go with The Dream Is Over so I can not vote The Dream Is Over.
Very cool. I like what we you had did
somebody
there.
Yeah. Somebody on our Twitter feed again doesn't know the show and saw This Dream Is Over as one of the poll options, and he called what like a fuck album filler. Like he said it was just terrible. I can't relate to you as a person if you think this is like that's such a great song.
Sir, please. Yeah. I was listening to that, was it the last episode where you were talking about that somebody, they confused, they thought Run Around was the song or so. What the hell was it? They don't listen to the show at all. So they got totally confused.
Yeah. Cause we put What Dreams Are Made Of and they go, excuse me. The song theme is Dreams.
Dreams.
You should know that.
You should know that.
Yeah, we should know that. Oh man.
You're just fans, that's all.
We're just fans, and you know, we don't even listen to the show back, like whatsoever. Like we don't.
Eddie wanted to call OU812 source of infection. You cross-reference that, Mr. Senich.
Listen, I differ. Listen, we'll find out. I
found the quote on the Van Halen news desk while Mark was caterwauling. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Where'd you find that? I don't know.
The Van Halen Encyclopedia.
Do you want to wait?
The Van Halen Encyclopedia.
That's right.
Yeah, let's get the manifestations in.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm interested in this, Corey.
Because I'm dying to know what Scott Haskin wants to bring to the table.
Will he pick a Van Halen song? That's the question.
Yeah. I kind of want to hear Ghostbusters now. Actually, I'd like to hear Van Halen doing Ghostbusters. Would be a lot of fun, I think.
That would be.
There are a
couple of non-Van Halen songs on this one.
That's true.
But not Ghostbusters. Interestingly, I actually just covered Ghostbusters on my show. I did a three-part episode with John Mottola from the Deep Purple podcast. That was a lot of fun. I'm going to go with one I know, Jump.
There you go. Keeping it simple, keeping Jump. It easy. Yeah. He did name a Van Halen song. It is on this this record, so good job. There you go. We got one for Jump. Greg Zito, are you going to go with Jump as well, or what you got?
No. I want to hear Top of the World.
Ah, okay. Everyone is picking something different. I love that. That's great. So, but the wheel has a lot of work to do. So, Josh, what song do you want to bring to the show tonight?
Won't Get Fooled Again.
Nice.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I love when Sammy just yells, "This is the Who." Like, I've ever heard of the fucking Who before.
Yeah, right.
he needed everyone to know. It's just like, this ain't ours. This is the Who. I really like them.
Tribute to the Who.
Yes, like, thanks, Dave. Got it. I think lastly, Rava Flav, what do you want to manifest on the show tonight?
All right, fellas. No lie. So this is from live right here, right now. Mm-hmm. If you look at the panel, I'm probably the oldest guy here. And I'm okay with that. And I got to be honest.
Scott looks really good for his age.
What'd you say, Sonny?
I don't know this album.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you ever get that? Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, he does a couple of Dave tunes on this one. So,
yeah. So, dealer's choice, I suppose. Unless you do have one in mind that you just want to hear what it sounds like from this album.
I'll take whatever you guys give me. Whatever.
Play it safe, Eddie Solo.
Yeah, yeah. Eddie Solo. There you go.
316.
But there you go. Wide berth, wide variety. There you go. Corey, what are you manifesting tonight?
I tell you, I had so many. I was thinking, geez, I should go In and Out. I should go Why Can't This Be Love? But I'm going to go with the double feature of You Really Got Me and Cabo Wabo.
Damn. You stole my answer.
Yes.
I think that's exactly what I wanted. But I'm going to keep it on brand with everything else going on. Say so everyone picks something different, so I'll pick something different. So therefore, you know, it breaks my heart that we still haven't done When It's Love on our show yet. So, boy, I would love to hear that. When It's Love. I will manifest that. There you go.
That hasn't come up
Sammy
yet.
Tune. Shocking. Now we have all our manifestations ready. Everyone's in the chat's got their manifestations, I hope. And if you don't, get it in there. And without further ado, Corey, if everyone on the panel is ready, if Sammy's warmed up back there, if you're ready, then we should spin this wheel.
I'm almost ready.
Almost ready. Sometimes Sammy takes a while to warm up. But, I mean, look, he's got to warm up. He's got to do his thing.
Backstage.
Otherwise, you're not going to get those sweet, dulcet tones that he produces.
He's not getting any younger, that's for sure. Can everybody see the wheel on the call right now?
Like to point out that when Scott Monroe picked Spanked, the wheel actually stopped for a second. So I don't know what that means.
Here we go.
Interesting. All right. Everybody's ready. Let's do this.
Here we go.
Oh, and we're going to get one of the Bonus tracks from the new vinyl release.
Cool.
Oh, Marvin Fernandez is going to be pissed off. It's Eagles Fly. He said, no, no, that's not a Van Halen tune. Yeah, well, neither is Give to Live or One Way to Rock. So
I just find it hilarious. We had all of these great choices manifested by everyone on this panel, in the chat, and we still didn't get a song that somebody requested. Like, not at all. These wheels are fickle, and they upset me sometimes. But Eagles Fly. What should we say before we tune into the song, or should we just tune right into it and just go from there? What do you think?
I don't know, Eric. Do you know anything about Eagles Fly other than it's a solo Sammy tune?
In my opinion, it's the best song he wrote as a solo artist. He flip flopped between Eagles Fly and Give to Live on that tour with his acoustic set. But Eagles Fly, he has one of the songs that he wrote for that's the album in between 5150 and OU812. So it came out in 1987, was released as a single. I can't recall how well it did as a single, but again, I think it's his best lyrically. I think it's his best. He takes a lot of hits for his lyrics, but this is, to me, opening line, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. I saw fire in the sky. I love this tune. So I'm glad they included it on this new release.
Yeah, me too. It peaked at number 82 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100.
82, yes. Okay. Yeah. And I mean, the high note he hits at the end in the studio version, and you know, he does it on this one too. Although I don't think I've heard this version from Right Here, Right Now yet. So I'll be interested in hearing this one.
The live version I'm familiar with was from the Toronto pay-per-view.
Yes.
The Balance Tour.
Which was great, wasn't it? It was
great, yeah.
Yeah. Because they come in with the whole band behind them, drums, the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah, great version.
And even though it's not a Van Halen song, Eddie did play bass on this album.
Played bass on the whole album.
Yeah, it's rumored he played a little guitar on a brief section of this on the album too, on Eagles Fly. So,
This is the one.
Now, I have a question with this song and the other bonus tracks. Do we know, were these also brought back into the studio with Sammy re-recording his vocals? And
that's a good question. I'm not sure if these were re-recorded or not.
Don't know. It's very, I would say it's likely, but
probably likely. Mm-hmm. But yeah. All right. Well, if that's if everyone's ready, what do you say we get into this, gentlemen?
Let's do it.
Here's a nice little intro from Sammy and then Eagles Fly.
Last night, for my acoustic number, I did a song off of the Never Say Goodbye album. And I'm gonna do another song off there. So I'm gonna do a different song tonight, if you people don't mind. Because I know some of you people here last night, and even if there was five people here from last night, I would hate for you to see the same thing over again. So
yeah, keep it fresh.
You know what? I'm sorry. You know what? This is on the. I know this. This is on the video version.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So this is because I have the video of it. That's why. As soon as he started talking, I'm like, this sounds familiar. I've heard it. So. Sorry. Okay.
Nope. And Marvin Fernandez in the chat says the Balance Tour version is the best. Eddie rocks the solo at the end. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm. That one's the best.
Yeah. If we could find that somewhere after and listen to that, man, that's great.
It's
on YouTube.
Yeah. Here's something I haven't done in about 6 months, but I didn't even rehearse it. So if I really blow it, just start yelling and screaming, act like I'm just doing great, okay? Sunday morning. I felt my heart pounding my chest. I heard an eagle cry. Hey!
It kind of ticks me off that Sammy didn't play more rhythm when he was in Van Halen. And actually, I was hoping we would spin Pound Cake tonight, because I have a major issue with Pound Cake when we get to the solo, because we don't have Eddie's rhythm playing the main riff underneath the solo.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You just hear Mikey pound on the bass, and it kind of takes away from it, right? You tell me Sammy couldn't pick up an electric guitar and play the main riff underneath that solo? Like, he's a pretty decent guitar player.
Yeah, is it right. possible that there was maybe a rule against it? You know, maybe it was like a, don't try to mark my territory. I've already marked this. Like, get out of here with your guitar. I don't know. Is it possible?
I don't Eric, think so. Do I mean, I don't think so. Because on Live Without Annette, that tour, Sammy's playing guitar.
They even had booming solos during the Live Without Annette.
Yeah. So I don't think it's that. It's interesting though why that was decided. For whatever reason, maybe they just didn't think it was going to matter either way, but I think you're right. It would have been cool to have him playing the rhythm underneath it.
He's certainly capable of playing, having a wireless headset on and playing guitar while he runs around the stage, because he did that in all of his solo shows. Right?
Yeah. But how about that opening lyric, man? It's a great verse.
Absolutely.
It's I can't recall what it was inspired. I know it was inspired by an actual, moment he woke up and he, it just came to him. I could look for it, but I love that lyric.
It's probably aliens. He saw a fire in the sky. Felt my heart pound in my chest. Yeah, probably aliens.
You saw the nines.
The songs are about aliens. Yeah.
Saw the nines.
I think he said that he was, when he joined the band, he was with Eddie, and Eddie had really forced him to elevate his songwriting, because he's like, this is a guy whose musicianship is elevated. So I've got to be able to move up to the next level. And I think he said he was like in Colorado or something in the house,
right,
and he woke up in the morning and, he just felt like the inspiration.
Yep. He was living way up. Like, he was living way up in the hills. Yeah.
Way up in the mountains.
Yep. Looking over. Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
All right. Let's get back to her. Scott Haskin, you've been to, I think, one concert. Do you like it when just the frontman gets up there with an acoustic guitar and plays a song like this?
I think in the right context, depending on the song, it can work. I think if you're using it to give everyone else a bit of a rest, depending on where it's placed in the set, can be a good thing. But in general, no. But I think this sounds really good. I'm just really glad that the engineer realized that the delay was on when Sammy was doing his speech at the beginning and shut it off really quick, because that was going to get annoying. But this sounds nice. I like it.
It was pretty good when Prince did it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Can't argue there.
I like the shift in chords to kind of lead up to the chorus. That's a really nice progression there that sort of kind of begs to kind of push it forward. It's simple, but it's effective.
This is one of the songs he offered up for OU812, and Al was the one that said they sound too much like John Denver. And then after he heard Sammy's album, Sammy was laughing because Alex is like, damn, those songs are fucking great, man. Well, how come you didn't play? How did you show it to us? And Sammy's like, I did play it for you.
Remember. You call me fucking John Denver.
Yeah. I think it was Give to Live, Eagles Fly. Yeah, I think it was maybe that's funny though. Alex, like, oh man, what's up? We could have used that on our album. But that's why, but really that's probably why it's included in the set list from that point on, because Alex, he liked the song, and I think Eddie too. Yeah, I'm sure. Because like you say, Eddie was playing bass on it, so he was there for that whole project.
Mm-hmm. And Sammy's in great voice here. This is near the end of the tour.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, his voice is And at the end too, he gets up there at the end.
You see, kids, warming up pays off. You must warm up.
Well, see, that's the thing is, I thought Sammy was famous for never like babying his voice or warming up. He's just
he
like,
probably didn't.
I just
he
do this didn't. And it works because he's just a freak.
He is. Yeah. Yeah. What's on that MTV rockumentary? He's like, yeah, you know, I don't drink any of this crazy shit. I just, you know, I get, you know, he's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't explain it. But and he still has the voice.
Look, I as a vocalist myself, I give major kudos to all of you vocalists out there that really rip it and shred, and you're not destroying yourselves, and you can still manage to perform every night. That's great. More power to you. And you say you don't warm up. And I say, that's cool. Good for you. But one of these days, that's going to catch up to you in a very big, bad way. But I guess if you're Sammy Hagar, it won't. Famously, there was a quote by Ronnie James Dio when someone asked him, hey, what do you do to warm up? And he said, I'll tell you, if you have to warm up, you haven't got it. And that was it. I was like, wow. Okay, Ronnie. All right. But then, you know, it's Dio. It's hard to argue, but still, but like
maybe he means it's just get out there and sing as much as you can. You won't have to warm up.
It's true. I'm a stickler, though. It's like if you're going to pay money to go see a show and it's let's say it's your first time, too. You want that show to equal how the enjoyment you get when listening to it on record. Right. But if the singer's voice is blown out and it just or just can't sound very good, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a maybe not a letdown, but it's sort of like I don't think the audience got their money's worth. But again, this is just my stick, you know, my thing of being a stickler and a performer. But I try to at least be as on pitch as possible.
Well, I can say honestly, I don't like when I go to see a band and the first song sounds like they're warming up. You know, right. they should come out ready to play and on fire. And if the singer is kind of, you know, coughing or choking his way through the first song because he didn't do it, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I did see a video years ago of James Hetfield warming up with a humidifier. He had a towel over his head over the humidifier and he was just running scales. And I thought that was interesting to see because he knows that he wants to be in there for the long haul. And it's not, you know, it's not rock and roll to just go up there and let it rip. He's going to do what he needs to do to give a good performance. And I really appreciated that.
That's ever since the Black album. Bob Rock was just on Chris Jericho's podcast talking about that. That album was the first time he quote unquote sang. Like he even said to Bob, you know, I want to sing. Like I want to sing like was it Nothing Else Matters, I think. And he wanted to sing like the Chris Isaacs what's Chris Isaacs song?
Wicked Game.
Yeah. Yep.
I could see that. Except for like you two have fundamentally different voice types, but okay. I see what you're trying to go for there. But kudos to him. You know, he was actively trying to get better. And hey, if you want to get better, sometimes you gotta, you know, do the things that we don't want to do, like practice and warm up. It happens.
Well, hey, on that same interview, he mentioned Nikki Sixx had no idea how to play the bass going into Dr. Feelgood. Nikki said somebody came in and played all those parts for him, or he assumed they did. And Bob made him play every note, and then Nikki went and took bass lessons, and now he knows how to play the bass.
Kind of.
Yeah.
or supposedly, because on this tour they're saying he's playing to a track.
Yeah,
that's the story.
Yeah. All right, let's keep going with Sammy and Eagles Fly.
I often dream that I could sail through the sky. I've always wished I could fly. A simple life of a bird on the wing. Oh, Lord, I could say. Take me away. Come on, fly me away. Lift me up so high.
kind of a hard one to break down because it's just a guy in obnoxious yellow pants and an acoustic guitar singing about soaring like an eagle.
Yeah. And doing it very gracefully, I might add. There's not a lot of he's not doing anything overly complicated guitar wise with the song. And I mean, you don't want to do that because singing and playing guitar is hard. But even so, sometimes the old saying less is more is correct. And keep it simple, stupid. And, you know, simplicity works if you're talented enough to really bring out a wide variety of your musicality. And of course, it's Sammy Hagar. So I don't know. I really appreciate the simplistic nature of the just the guitar riff itself. It's just like he's not doing anything overly complicated, but it works.
Yeah, it's up close and personal. It's got that feel to it. And he's in such command of his voice.
Yes.
And you know, this is a song. It's like he's just played it a million times. So he just owns it. You know, and he could play it so many different ways with the band behind him or just him and the guitar. But just the way even the accents on the guitar, the way he'll just, you know, hit those strings a little bit harder in certain areas, soften it up a little there. You know, it's just he's in complete command of the entire song. I mean, this is a song you could tell he just. This is one that's close to his heart. I think he said it many times. It's one of his favorite songs, if not his favorite.
Well, like you said at the beginning, he hadn't done this song in about 6 months and hadn't even rehearsed it.
Right.
So,
right.
Sounds pretty good.
I did notice he screwed up. He went to the one chord before the solo. It was supposed to be the five, just saying.
Well, what's coming up is really cool. When he goes back to that, "Oh Lord, I Can Sing." And the next time around, he does something different than the studio version, which I love. It's like goosebumps when he does it.
Josh, you have a fan in the chat. Megan Courtney says, "Oh, hey, there's Josh."
Oh, fantastic.
All right, let's get back to the tune. He must have crashed because he's watching the earth from his face.
Yeah.
When eagles fall.
Took a nosedive.
Yeah.
It happens.
Eagles
almost.
Fly.
He was close.
Again, yeah. End of the tour.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So he can be forgiven for that.
Yeah.
Maybe if he warmed up. I don't know.
Yeah.
I will say that happens.
Yeah.
They did a really good job capturing the full body of that guitar, though. I mean, you really get the low end of it coming through, which was very nice. And it doesn't sound like they EQ'd it to get that. It sounds like they really captured the full body of that guitar. So kudos to whoever the engineer was on this.
And that's one thing with this new remaster, the vinyl sounds amazing. Like a big improvement over the CD.
I'll bet blasting this through your stereo system, your speakers, is probably pretty chill inducing, I would imagine.
Brought a tear to my eye when Eagles Fly came on.
Well, of course. And, you know,
talking about crashing into the earth and wiping the earth from his face.
So, like, sometimes, look, kids, if you're going to take a nosedive, you got to wipe your face. Otherwise, you're just walking around with dirt and nobody wants to talk to a dirt face. Anyway. So there you go. Eagles Fly by technically Van Halen, but technically not. But we're counting it because it's on the album. There you go.
Sure.
So now my dudes, my fellas, it's the it's either the most favorite part of the show or it's the least favorite, where we actually have to vote on the song, a yay or a nay. What dreams are made of, or is the dream over? So my question to you is, whom do I see? You know what, Corey, you choose the order this time.
I choose the order. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Go with noted Van Halen hater Eric Senich. I know I know you don't know a lot about this band. You're not a big fan of the band, but
no, not at all.
Sammy Hagar's Eagles Fly. What do you say, my friend? Is this what dreams are made of, or is the dream over?
Thumbs up, man. It's what dreams are made of. You kidding me? Uh-oh.
Anything to add?
Well, I was just going to add something that's interesting as far as this new recording. Don Landy's overseeing all of these reissues, so he might have something to do with the new, you know, what you're hearing on the new version. I have a record player. It doesn't work. So please, guys, just put it out on anything. I don't know. Put it out on Spotify or something.
Yeah, but if it's at all.
Yeah, no. So if it's sounding better, you know, that could be, you know, Don Landy's work. But no, it's just absolutely thumbs up. As obviously, I love the song. This version, I think, is really cool. I still say, and I agree with the comments, the one on the Balance Tour is the best version, I think. I think Sammy did a version similar to the Balance version on his solo tours, but still, though, I give this a thumbs up. I think it's really cool. Kind of a personal, you know, Sammy to the fans type of moment. And yeah, always love listening to it. That one and Give to Live, those two off of that same tour sound great.
Which do you prefer between the two, Give to Live or Eagles Fly?
Between Give on this particular album, I'll go with Eagles Fly. Yeah, and I think Give to Live, the version he's done live since, is even better than the studio version. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I although the studio version is good, but what he does with it live is great.
Oh, so that's one what dreams are made of. Let's throw to Rave a Flav. Oh wait,
nope, not Rave a Flav. Let's go to
Greg Zito. I want to hear from Greg. Yeah.
All right, Greg.
Oh.
This one is this is a great one. I always love this one, and I thought this is one of this is Sammy at the top of his game, and I feel like, even though it's a Sammy solo thing, I feel like you can tell he's got like some of the Van Halen influence in there. So I love this song, and I agree that the balance tour one, once you hear that one, that's the only version I want to hear.
Hell yeah. Guys, I'm going to turn my video off because look what just happened.
Oh no.
hang on a second.
He was so excited about the song, he broke his mic.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing we went to him first then.
How do I shut down my video here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, how do I shut down my video, guys? What am I
all right, Mark, you wanted to hear from Josh next. Why don't we get Josh?
Yeah, Josh, so tell us, man, what do you think? Eagles Fly, what dreams are made of, or is the dream over? Whoop.
Well, Sammy, with that, you know, his bulletproof voice, he could sing the phone book, but this particular song is a well written, crafted song by him. And the first time I heard this was on the Monsters of Rock tour. I can't remember if he did it acoustically or not, or if he used playing guitar, but the contrast between the album version and the live version, you know, he stepped it up to the next level, and it could have been a great Van Halen song with the full backing of the Van Halen band, but also this performance with him, just him and his guitar, you know, it sends chills, sends shivers.
Does indeed. All right. Good stuff. I'm gonna take over from you, Corey, just because. Thanks. Scott Monroe, let's see. You're a pro Sammy guy, I think. I may just be making that up, but you tell me, is this Eagles Fly What Dreams Are Made Of, or is the dream over?
I'm pro all Van Halen.
There you
without
go.
A doubt. Yeah, absolutely beautiful song. I think you had it right, Mark. I mean, just the simplicity of it, such a raw performance. I don't think this was re-recorded if you listen to it. I mean, it sounds to me like it's the original live vocals that we just had there. I mean, it just sounded really stripped down, emotional. It's hard not to be moved by it, I don't think. You know, we've been talking a little bit lately about lyrics and the difference between Sammy and Dave. And to me, this is Sammy, earnest Sammy, at the top of his game. I mean, it's just beautifully written. I'm really glad they included this on the reissue.
All right. Cool stuff. There you go. So far, all thumbs. Greg Zito, we already heard from you, Greg, didn't we? So there we go. We're gonna move on. We're gonna move on to the person who absolutely is a bigger Van Halen fan than Eric Sinich himself, and that's Scott Haskin. Scott, would you consider Eagles Fly What Dreams Are Made Of, or is the dream over?
Well, first, Mark, are you calling me fat? You said it was bigger than Eric.
You know, calling Eric fat now.
In general, this for me would not be a song that would be a go-to. If it was an intro to a bigger song, I would be okay with it. But what saves it for me is that I think Sammy's vocal was just really passionate and so well delivered that I have to give it a thumbs up because I think it deserves it.
Can't argue that point. So there you are. Rave of Flav, how did you feel about Eagles Fly? Is it What Dreams Are Made Of, or is the dream over?
Well, remember, I started by saying I didn't know this album. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I don't know this song. And this is not my type of thing, but this version was terrific. It's a thumbs up for me. It's one of these things, it's all new to me. And that's one thing I love about the show. I have not heard everything, you know, I kind of tapered off in a lot of the Sammy years and I don't know a lot of it. And, you know, I love the deep dive that you guys do on this. And it, there's so many things where, like, I would skip over the song. I wouldn't listen to the song. You guys kind of break it apart and it's like, yeah, I kind of want to listen to the song now. So
well, there you are. Yeah, the beauty of the podcast, bringing people more into the Van Halen. No, that's why we do it, right? Yeah,
it worked on me. Yeah.
You see, it worked on Rave and Flav. It can work on any of you. We're going to convert you all. But someone who needs no conversion, he's just already in it. Full balls deep, Ryan Powell. My question to you, Ryan, are you balls deep in love with Eagles Fly, or are you pulling out? It's over.
Oh, we can leave our balls out of it, but yeah. I mean, yeah, so. The first exposure to this song was actually on the Balance pay-per-view for me. I didn't know the Sammy solo stuff. And that was the first live performance I heard getting into Van Halen. So it was really weird to not hear the band come in at that point in this version. And I agree. I think that's kind of the canonical version of it, but I really did like what Sammy did in lieu of the band coming in, like mixing it up, giving space for just the vocal part. And I thought that was a really good way of handling. And I agree, just really passionate. He's just putting everything into it, which is just, it's infectious. So yeah, definitely what dreams are made of.
All right. Well, of our panelists so far, clean sweep. So I guess it falls onto you and I, Corey. So Corey, I ask you, yeah, do you think Eagles Fly is up in the sky, or is it going to have to wipe his face full of earth because he's gone down?
We have one dissenting vote in the chat. Mervin Fernandez says, the dream is over. So song, don't hate it, but not my favorite, which is certainly fair. For me, the song, it's almost a little cookie cutter. Lyrically and musically, it's nothing special, but what really sells it for me, and it was touched on by other panelists, is the way Sammy sells it. You can tell Sammy loves this song, and he loves what this song means, and he puts his all into it. And for me, that's 100% what I love most about this song. His vocal performance is pretty good. He kind of struggled a bit on the last high note there, but that's fine. End of the tour. I appreciate that in a live performance. I don't want perfection every time. That's why I don't want bands playing the tracks, Nikki Sixx and Def Leppard and the like, right? Fucking play live. Yeah. You can tell he was singing that live, but it was his love of the material that really sold it for me. And I love this version. And I got to admit, when I got the vinyl, I put on like the final side to get the three bonus tracks first. And Eagles Fly really stood out to me. The studio version, I thought, it's fine. It's kind of like Sussudio. It's fine. But it's this live, it's the way Sammy sells that really sold it for me. So it's a clean sweep so far. Mark Kamar, you're the last one. Mm-hmm. What do you think, my friend? Is this what dreams are made of, or is the dream over?
Boom. He might as well have had a full band behind him, because the way he put his energy and passion into the vocal deliverance whilst playing acoustically, it almost sounds like there's no difference, to me anyway. I reiterate everything you guys said. It's simplistic, less is more, but yet it's still he just sounds like he's having fun playing it. I like the little caveat at the beginning. It was like, look, if I screw up, I'm sorry, but just lie to me and say that I didn't, just cheer. I love the it's confident, and yet it's still like it's still a performer who's just trying his best not to let the crowd in. Like, I don't want you guys to have a bad show. So if I don't hit a few of these notes, like, I'm sorry. We're at the end of the tour and I haven't done this one in a while. It's like, I appreciate the caveat there because, it makes him, dare I say, it humanizes him. At this point, Sammy Hagar is a rock god, and to so many people, a celebrity. So it humanizes him a little bit, like brings it down to, eye level. And that's something I appreciate about musicians and performers. Also, you guys know I'm pro Sammy, mainly because of, how good he sounds vocally. To reiterate also just his rhythm guitar skills. Yeah, I too am a little bit disappointed that we didn't get more of that in his recording Van Halen days. But what are you going to do? It's fine. I dig this song. I hadn't heard this particular version of the song before, so this was a nice surprise, and it was really, really well mastered, as you guys pointed out. But just vocally, that last high note aside, look, that's a hard note to hit even on a great day. So we can give him a little bit of a pass, shall we? But absolutely, what dreams are made of. It's a fun song. It's not trying to be a masterpiece. It's just trying to be a fun song, something you can enjoy. So there you go. What dreams are made of.
Now, since we have the panel here, I'm kind of curious, would you replace any song off of OU812 with Eagles Fly? Because I'm kind of looking at the track listing for OU812, and I'm like, I could maybe live without Feel So Good and maybe get a full band version of Eagles Fly. I don't know. What do you guys think? Let's start with
Political Blues for sure.
Yeah. There's one. Yeah.
Dump it.
Yep, chug it. I agree.
Yep. Anyone else? Is there another track off there you could think could maybe be replaced by Eagles Fly?
You guys can hear me now?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Apolitical. Well, Apolitical Blues. Absolutely. I would switch those out. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
You know, it's interesting, though. If it had been on this album as suggested, and I think it would have been called, what did I guess, Bovine in the Barnyard? I think that it would have been a different song because it would have been done under a different producer. It may have had a different feel to it. So it would have been interesting to hear that contrast and how it would have fit into this album. I don't know the album well enough to pick a song that I think it would be better than, but certainly the fact that it would have been under a different producer could have turned it into a different song altogether.
That's a very, very good point. So maybe it's fine that it didn't replace anything on OU812 for that very purpose. But then again, I think it could have benefited a little bit. But yeah, you're right. That's a very good astute observation. Well done, Scott.
You.
There you have it.
Replace it with Cabo Wabo. Or replace Cabo Wabo with it.
Oh, Eric is ready to throw down now. Yeah.
Oh, this is it. I'm dying.
What do you hear? What song do you hear? Is it a Van Halen 3?
Eddie, I'm here. Cabo Wabo is my favorite. Love Cabo Wabo.
I'm just messing with you, man.
He's just messing with me. Okay.
You know, it's because everybody loves to bust Brian's chops on his poll.
That's true. Yeah. So,
hey, you know what? I almost chimed in because, the other day you put Atomic Punk over DOA and Atomic Punk. I'm going to get.
Oh, wow.
Atomic Punk is maybe my least favorite song on Van Halen 1, but I love DOA. Maybe my favorite song on Van Halen 2. So, I disagreed with you on that one, but I didn't want to admit that because I was afraid I was going to get lynched on the call here.
Well, I might go with Atomic Punk over DOA, and I know that's like...
Thank you.
But Atomic Punk is cool, man. Yeah.
It is cool, but I just like DOA that much better.
I found the culprit, guys. Look at this. Thing broke right in...
Oh, look at that.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Man, I'm going to order the stand like you guys have, man. This is the second time I ordered this boom.
Get you a little floor stand.
Thing falls apart. Boom!
You know what? extra point to Eric for his fantastic Fred Sanford impersonation. That was great.
I'm glad somebody said it. I was thinking.
Yeah, you're right.
Guys on the caller are like, who's Fred Sanford?
Yes, we're making topical references.
That's funny. Google that shit and thank us later. But
yeah.
So now that we got all that out of the way, now we go, let's go back to those, the trivia results.
Trivia?
Did we get a definitive answer?
Let's see what we have. Okay. So, I don't know. Are we going to accept source of infection? Because the answer is bone.
Oh,
bone was yeah, that was all the right. One that was going to be used. And then, they came up with OU812.
Okay, which I brought up the quote from the Van Halen. Do you agree that CJ Chilvers is a legitimate source of Van Halen information?
CJ, you're the man. Do you have the entry?
I do. I looked up the paragraph, and he says, and I quote, Ed suggested naming this album Rock and Roll and Source of Infection, coined by Sammy Hagar. The latter was disliked by Al, who joked that the name sounded like a sore. It was also Ed's idea to have the band members on the album cover. So that's the paragraph from the book.
So we will take then. So bone was that is one of the titles. So whoever said bone gets a point, and whoever said source of infection gets a point, and then
rock and roll.
Yeah.
Oh shit! This is all going. This is just
basically everybody but good. Scott Haskin.
I love that.
And Ray.
I love that.
Oh, wait, Scott. Yeah, you did me last
questions, one. And the first one has like multiple answers. Like, oh shit, didn't think about that.
So yeah, he's like, the expert here, right? Yeah. The so-called expert. CJ, I will not doubt CJ. He's the man. So that means, okay, so we got... All right, so basically we've got Corey with a point, Josh gets a point for rock and roll, Greg, Ryan, Scott Monroe get a point for bone. Mark gets a point for source of infection. Ray, just complete question mark. He didn't have an answer. And then Scott, he does get credit, although no points, but he does get credit for really, you know, you did me last night. That was good. We like that.
I like round numbers, and I fully expect that that's where this night will end.
She puts the cream in my coffee was another one.
Every single morning.
I will say that would have been a horrible. So source of infection with a picture of the band on the album cover saying basically any of these guys could have given you VD. that's awful.
Yeah,
that's like, yeah. And the answer is like the truth is that it's that's probably a fact, but we don't need to showcase it. Right? You know? Exactly. Like, don't put us just, on the cover.
That's, you need to put in parentheses love. No love. That's the source. That's
what we're talking. I mean, that's part of the backstage pass.
Scott Haskins killing it tonight. He's the Don Rickles of this podcast. Oh man,
praise.
I'm not, I don't want to be in the front row. He's gonna call me up.
He'll look right at you and go for you. Yeah,
he's also the Gallagher of the podcast. He'll bring out some watermelons and smash them.
That's right.
Hey, did you guys know Gallagher had a brother? I think he's still alive.
And Gallagher too.
And he got sued.
He got sued.
He got sued because he just did the identical act. Wow. And then he backed off and then just did it again. It was like, yeah, that's so funny.
Brothers
like,
are the worst.
Right. Like James Taylor has a brother, Livingston Taylor.
How do you go from James and then Livingston? This is like
right.
James, like, oh, we got a second born. I don't know. It's like you're looking around at furniture. You see like some names on there. Like, Livingston. Why not? Okay.
Man.
I was going to say Duvet, but I think Livingston sounds more regal.
Livingston.
Yeah, you have to say it with clenched teeth too, like Livingston.
Yeah.
Livingston Taylor. What if he's just like a super angry person, like because James Livingston is all like nice and calm and sweet. Like what if Livingston is just like just this temperamental, just angry fuck of an asshole?
Livingston Taylor, isn't he in Five Finger Death Punch?
Yeah. But can you imagine those family get-togethers? Livingston's like, you know, flat broke, just trying to make it. And there's James walking in, comes up in his fucking Rolls Royce, and Livingston's.
We get it. You wrote some songs.
Hey, Livingston, how are you? Get the fuck away from me.
I didn't succeed because my name's Livingston. Why'd you do it?
It's great.
James brings his acoustic to the dinner table and sits down and sings songs about how it's okay to be poor.
I seen Fire in the Rain too, motherfucker.
Livingston just sitting there just seething.
Oh, man.
If he's listening out there, apologies to Livingston. that's a new
show. I never knew he existed until he came around. A radio station was working at in Fairfield County, Connecticut. He was playing a little venue there, and we had to promote it, you know? And I was like, Livingston Taylor? And we had to play clips of his music. I'm like, where are we going to find clips of his music?
I've got a SoundCloud, you asshole. Livingston Taylor.
I mean, like, imagine being Paul McCartney's brother, right? Or Mick Jagger has a brother. You know, it's like, thanks.
Lucius Jagger.
Jagger. Did you find it on MySpace?
Yeah. Remember MySpace? I remember MySpace.
Oh, man. So do we want to do another trivia question?
Yeah, why not?
What you got?
All right, so here we go. The album cover of the four headshots of the band in black and white was an homage to what band and which album cover?
Oh, a lot of hands are going up on this one. Scott Monroe, you want to start first?
The Beatles, I think.
And what which album? That's the tough part of the question.
With the Beatles.
Okay. So that's okay. So we're starting with Scott Monroe. So we got Beatles with the Beatles. Okay, who's next?
Scott Haskins.
I'm sad that I have a real answer.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Beatles Revolver.
Okay, Beatles Revolver.
He's half right.
Which is an awesome album. All right, who's next?
Greg Zito.
Zito.
Meet the Beatles.
Meet the Beatles. I'm going to go next. You got with the Beatles, Meet the Beatles.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my man Greg. I believe it's the Beatles and Meet the Beatles.
Okay, so we got another Meet the Beatles. Corey, all right, Meet the Beatles.
I'll go completely off the wall on this one, and I'll say I think it's a. I'll go with the Ramones.
Oh, the Ramones. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Wow. Okay. Which album?
The Ramones.
Just the Ramones.
Yeah.
All right. So far, nobody has voted for the Ruddles. But
that was my guess. I guess it's going to be the Ruddles for the album Let It Run. Let it run.
Ray, I'm sorry. I stole your thunder. All right. Ruddles.
My favorite great. Ruddles album was Ouch.
That's great.
Ouch.
No.
Hard Day's Rut.
All right. So we got two more. Who's left?
And my knowledge outside of Van Halen is pretty thin, so I'm just going to go with the Beatles and Meet the Beatles.
Meet the Beatles, okay. One more, right? Who's left?
Josh, I think, yeah.
Beatles.
Meet which one?
Beatles with the Beatles.
With the Beatles, okay. All right, with the Beatles.
I'm laugh if it's like Men at Work or something.
Please let it be Men at Work.
The correct answer is the Bengals, Manic Monday.
Yeah. All right. So Ray said Meet the Beatles, right?
Yeah.
So do you want me to run down the we wait until we it's up to you guys.
What's the answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So the correct answer is the Beatles 1964 LP with the Beatles.
Oh.
So Scott Monroe gets a point. And he's the only one. Everybody else either said Meet the Beatles.
Oh, Josh said with the Beatles.
I think Josh said with
Josh the Beatles,
right? Didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Josh. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so Josh.
Yeah.
With
Scott Haskins said Kajagoogoo. So
I would have said that, but I was too shy.
Oh, nice.
Nice Kajagoogoo reference. Hush. Yes.
Touche.
What happens when you put me on a show without John Mariano?
No. Beatles reference. I have no idea on that one.
So I think we got that's it. Yeah. So far now we got with 2 points. Let's see, Scott Monroe. Yeah, Scott Monroe has 2 points. All right. And who else? And then Josh. Did Josh? Yeah, Josh has 2 points.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Wait, right.
Good job.
Yep.
Yes.
There you go. So we'll have to get a tiebreaker at some point, but we will. And if you're tuning in live, cool. Stick around. But I think, Corey, we should probably end part one of this show there for the listeners. So yeah. Tune in for part two. If you want to know the shocking, and explosive conclusion to Van Halen trivia, presented by Eric Sinich, who will win? Nobody knows.
Sponsored by Eric.
Sponsored. Yes. Sponsored by Sinich. There you go. Sinich Industries, LLC,
Incorporated.
I know who's not winning the trivia is probably this guy, and that's okay. I fully admit we're tied for last.
Yeah.
No, I think Scott, I think your guessing game's way better than mine. So it's like you've got a chance.
I'm changing my last answer to Let It Be.
There you go. But all right. Yes. Yeah, so there you go. That's the end of part one, you guys. So on behalf of the panel of patrons and Van Halen fans, on behalf of Corey, myself, Corey, should we just say for now, go to podcastwillrock.com. All the shows are there. Find our merch. It's all there. I'm sure there will be new designs after the conclusion of this live show. And I can't wait to see what they come up with that. So on behalf of everybody, we are, and the podcast will rock, and we will rock you in part two.
Hey, everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.